The all-new, commercial-free Crusade Channel's success has made it difficult to describe the surviving talk radio mafia. So we asked you, our local audience, for some ideas.
There's a word for what you are, and that word is, now let's see, dork? No, wait, that's not right. Not a dork,
A goofball?
Closer, but no.
A ding-a-ling.
Wingnut.
A knucklehead McSpazitron.
Okay, that's enough.
Wow, you guys are so good, you don't even have to act. Oh, crusadery.
I want to party with you, cowboy.
The world's coolest talk radio listeners hang out at the world's only 24/7 commercial-free talk radio channel. Crusade.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water? Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look, the plants aren't growing. So I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, look, you want to solve this problem. I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
It's what they use to make Brondo.
Yeah, but why did they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
All right, folks, the time has come to make a decision. Time has come to pronounce a sentence. Time has come to act. It is time to vote Washington State off the island. I will explain in greater detail as the show gets underway today. Greetings to you. It's a Free Phone Friday. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio's Size Speakers. Asking the question of the day.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
You know, we kind of just played a soundbite for poops and giggles because, you know.
Oh, and remember, Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
Friday. Free Phone.
Friday.
Free Phone.
Friday.
Yes, it is a Free Phone. You are charged with the task of telling us what it is we shall talk about here on this program. Hey, if you're watching this on YouBoob, kiddies, you can learn how to tie a Hawaiian shirt bow tie. Our telephone number to take me up on my kind, benevolent, beneficent offer of the use of these radio airwaves. Call me at 844-527-8723. At 6:40 a.m., we will have the Golden Truth Ticket secret password of the day. Eben Tranholm will be here in the final hour of the program today. Oh, no, in the second hour of the show today at 7:30 Central. That'll be 8:30 on the Eastern time zone. And, of course, Debbie Schlussel will be here in the last hour of the program to do the weekly movie reviews, and we'll find out what's playing at the Paradise Theater. Folks, it is Friday, and I'm going to play for you in just a moment here the meat and taters of President Trump's press conference yesterday that is still all the rage. The main, let me phrase this properly. The mainstream media has reacted with great outrage at President Donald J. Trump's press conference yesterday, where he denounced them and made them to look like the insignificant paupers and diabolical conspirators that they are. What's right about that headline? Boy, folks, I got to tell you, I did not see this thing in real time, so I'm at a bit of a disadvantage here. But I didn't need to see it in real time. All I had to do is read about it. And the outrage, he can't do this. I want you to go back when the show is concluded today and go back and listen to Constitution Hour. Christopher, what episode? We're on 47. We just did 47, right? Okay, so go back 1, 2, 3, 4. Go back to episode 43, either 42 or 43. Professor Gutzman, Kevin Gutzman and I did an entire segment of the Constitution Hour on this subject about the has-been media and their illegitimate claim that they have to be recognized, and their illegitimate claim that they are the gatekeepers of all that Americans need to know, and that anything that American needs to know must pass through them, that you have to, that any president, in order to be a success, you see, and to honor a tradition of their making, must call upon pre-approved reporters from pre-approved reporting agencies. Anything short of that, folks, is a heresy. It is a blasphemy against the religion that is Americanism. Speaking of, what was my comment about in the opening music and soundbite about voting Washington State off the island? Well, a woman named, and we're going to get into this in great detail, a woman named Baronelle Stutzman. She's the now infamous florist who refused to provide a flower arrangement for a pair of diabolically, mortally sinful, and now we learn, conspiratorial sodomites. The Supreme Court of the state of Washington hath decreed that if you are in business, doesn't matter what business you're in, if you are in business, if a sodomite wishes to employ you and employ you in the commission of his or her sodomite mortal sin, you
must assist. You must comply. You cannot refuse to participate directly, materially, in the commission of sodomite mortal sin. I'm going to, I didn't name the pile of prep today, but I'm going to. I published it because I have a couple of the things that I wrote in there. I got a little late this morning. It's been a long, 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 stressful, arduous week, folks. And that's exactly the way we want them around here. We're happy that it was a long, long, arduous week. So I'm a little bit behind the eight ball here today. So forgive me for the brevity of today's pile of prep, but Maggie O'Connell will help me flesh it out, and it'll be dandy by the time it arrives to you. But I did get that story in, and I also got Patrick J. Buchanan's take in on the Michael T. Flynn thrashing. And that's conspiracy. But the story from LifeSite News today, and I have President Trump's press conference. I'm going to play it for you in just a moment here. The story that I have from LifeSite News today and from other outlets is one that we must focus on because to not focus on this would be to ignore a substantial development here. Let's go to President Trump. Trump apparently... My
Real Alito.
My TiVo.
And
my DVR was not set to record. It was just a pause, and I've exceeded the 30-minute pause. So we'll have to do the Trump press conference now. I'll come back to the other thing in just a moment.
Senate confirmation three times, confirmed, did very, very well.
And you're going to want to hear this anyways.
I've wished him the best. We just spoke, and he's going to be, I think he'll be a tremendous Secretary of Labor. And also, as you probably heard just a little while ago, Mick Mulvaney, a former congressman, has just been approved weeks late. I have to say that. Weeks late. Office of Management and Budget. And he will be, I think, a fantastic addition. Paul Singer just left. As you know, Paul was very much involved with the anti-Trump, or as they say, never Trump. And Paul just left, and he's given us his total support. And it's all about unification. We're unifying the party, and hopefully we're going to be able to unify the country. It's very important to me. I've been talking about that for a long time, but it's very, very important to me. So I want to thank Paul Singer for being here and for coming up to the office. He was a very strong opponent, and now he's a very strong ally. And I appreciate that. I think I'll say a few words, and then we'll take some questions. And I had this time. We've been negotiating a lot of different transactions to save money on contracts that were terrible, including airplane contracts that were out of control and late and terrible, just absolutely catastrophic in terms of what was happening. And we've done some really good work. We're very proud of that. And then right after that, you prepare yourselves. We'll do some questions, unless you have no questions. That's always a possibility. I'm here today to update the American people on the incredible progress that has been made in the last 4 weeks since my inauguration. We have made incredible progress. I don't think there's ever been a president elected who, in this short period of time, has done what we've done.
Note, I'm here today to update the American people, not you idiots in the press corps.
Much of the media doesn't get it. They actually get it, but they don't write it. Let's put it that way. But a new Rasmussen poll just came out just a very short while ago, and it has our approval rating at 55% and going up. The stock market has hit record numbers, as you know, and there has been a tremendous surge of optimism in the business world, which is, to me, means something much different than it used to. It used to mean, oh, that's good. Now it means that's good for jobs. Very different. Plants and factories are already starting to move back into the United States, and big league, Ford, General Motors, so many of them. I'm making this presentation directly to the American people with the media present, which is an honor to have you this morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth. and will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect that they deserve. And I hope going forward we can be a little bit different, and maybe get along a little bit better if that's possible. Maybe it's not, and that's okay too. Unfortunately, much of the media in Washington, D.C., along with New York, Los Angeles, in particular, speaks.
Note, he's in a room full of Washington, D.C. media.
But for the special interests and for those profiting off a very, very obviously broken system. The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control. I ran for president to represent the citizens of our country. I am here to change the broken system so it serves their families and their communities well. I am talking and really talking on this very entrenched power structure, and what we're doing is we're talking about the power structure. We're talking about its entrenchment. As a result, the media is going through what they have to go through to oftentimes distort, not all the time, and some of the media is fantastic, I have to say. They're honest and fantastic. But much of it is not. The distortion, and we'll talk about it. You'll be able to ask me questions about it. But we're not going to let it happen, because I'm here again to take my message straight to the people. As you know, our administration inherited many problems across government and across the economy. To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess.
Mr. Trump,
at home and abroad.
You can't say that about President Obama, Mr. Trump.
Jobs are pouring out of the country. You see what's going on with all of the companies leaving our country, going to Mexico and other places. Low pay, low wages, mass instability overseas, no matter where you look. The Middle East, a disaster. North Korea, we'll take care of it, folks. We're going to take care of it all. I just want to let you know, I inherited a mess. Beginning on day one, our administration went to work to tackle these challenges. On foreign affairs, we've already begun enormously productive talks with many foreign leaders, much of it you've covered, to move forward towards stability, security, and peace in the most troubled regions of the world, of which there are many. We have had great conversations with the United Kingdom and meetings, Israel, Mexico, Japan, China, and Canada. Really, really productive conversations. I would say far more productive than you would understand. We've even developed a new council.
You idiots in the press would not understand.
Women's business leaders and entrepreneurs. Very important to me. Very important to my daughter, Ivanka. I have directed our defense community, headed by our great general, now Secretary Mattis. He's over there now, working very hard, to submit a plan for the defeat of ISIS, a group that celebrates the murder and torture of innocent people in large sections of the world. It used to be a small group. Now it's in large sections of the world. They've spread like cancer. ISIS has spread like cancer. Another mess I inherited. And we have imposed new sanctions on the nation of Iran, who's totally taken advantage of our previous administration. And they're the world's top sponsor of terrorism. And we're not going to stop until that problem is properly solved. And it's not properly solved now. It's one of the worst agreements I've ever seen drawn by anybody. I've ordered plans to begin for the massive rebuilding of the United States military. I've had great support from the Senate. I've had great support from Congress generally. We've pursued this rebuilding in the hopes that we will never have to use this military. And I will tell you, that is my — I would be so happy if we never had to use it. But our country will never have had a military like the military we're about to build and rebuild. We have the greatest people on earth in our military, but they don't have the right equipment, and their equipment is old. I used it. I talked about it at every stop. Depleted. It's depleted. It won't be depleted for long. And I think one of the reasons I'm standing here instead of other people is that, frankly, I talked about we have to have a strong military. We have to have strong law enforcement also. So we do not go abroad in the search of war. We really are searching for peace, but it's peace through strength. At home, we have begun the monumental task of returning the government back to the people on a scale not seen in many, many years. In each of these actions, I'm keeping my promises to the American people. These are campaign promises. Some people are so surprised that we're having strong borders. Well, that's what I've been talking about for a year and a half, strong borders. They're so surprised.
Note the language here, folks.
Strong borders. Well, that's what I've been talking about.
I'm keeping my promises.
To the press and to everybody else. One promise after another, after years of politicians lying to you to get elected. They lied to the American people in order to get elected. Some of the things I'm doing probably aren't popular, but they're necessary for security and for other reasons. And then coming to Washington and pursuing their own interests, which is more important to many politicians. I'm here following through on what I pledged to do. That's all I'm doing. I put it out before the American people, got 306 Electoral College votes. I wasn't supposed to get 222. They said there's no way to get 222. 230 is impossible. 270, which you need, that was laughable. We got 306. Because people came out and voted like they've never seen before. So that's the way it goes. I guess it was the biggest Electoral College win since Ronald Reagan. In other words, the media is trying to attack our administration because they know we are following through on pledges that we made, and they're not happy about it for whatever reason. But a lot of people are happy about it. In fact, I'll be in Melbourne, Florida, at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and I heard that the crowds are massive that want to be there. I turn on the TV, open the newspapers, and I see stories of chaos. Chaos. Yet it is the exact opposite.
I talked about this yesterday on the show. President Trump, it is.
is running.
At a press conference that's going to go down in history, folks.
Despite the fact that I can't get my cabinet approved. And they're outstanding people. Like Senator Dan Coats, who's there, one of the most respected men in the Senate. He can't get approved. How do you not approve him? He's been a colleague, highly respected, brilliant guy, great guy. Everybody knows it. We're waiting for approval. So we have a wonderful group of people that's working very hard, that's being very much misrepresented about, and we can't let that happen. So if the Democrats who have, all you have to do is look at where they are right now. The only thing they can do is delay, because they've screwed things up royally, believe me. Let me list to you some of the things that we've done in just a short period of time. I just got here. I got here with no cabinet. Again, each of these actions is a promise I made to the American people. So we'll go over just some of them, and we have a lot happening next week and in the weeks coming. We've withdrawn from the job-killing disaster known as Trans-Pacific Partnership. We're going to make trade deals, but we're going to have one-on-one deals, bilateral.
This is the press conference from yesterday, folks, that the entire planet is talking about.
We're directing the elimination of regulations that undermine
You're going to want to hear the rest of this.
And called for expedited approval of the permits needed for America and American infrastructure. And that means plant, equipment, roads, bridges, factories. People take 10, 15, 20 years to get disapproved for a factory. They go in for a permit. It's many, many years. And then at the end of the process, they spend tens of millions of dollars on nonsense. And at the end of the process, they get rejected. Now, they may be rejected with me, but it's going to be a quick rejection. Not going to take years. But mostly, it's going to be an acceptance. We want plants built, and we want factories built, and we want the jobs. We don't want the jobs going to other countries. We've imposed a hiring freeze on non-essential federal workers. We've imposed a temporary moratorium on new federal regulations. We've issued a game-changing new rule that says for each one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. Makes sense. Nobody's ever seen regulations like we have. You go to other countries and you look at industries they have and you say, let me see your regulations. And they're a fraction, just a tiny fraction of what we have. And I want regulations because I want safety, I want environmental, all environmental situations to be taken properly care of. It's very important to me. But you don't need four or five or six regulations to take care of the same thing. We've stood up for the men and women of law enforcement, directing federal agencies to ensure they are protected from crimes of violence. We've directed the creation of a task force for reducing violent crime in America, including the horrendous situation, take a look at Chicago and others, taking place right now in our inner cities. Horrible. We've ordered the Department of Homeland Security and Justice to coordinate on a plan to destroy criminal cartels coming into the United States with drugs. We're becoming a drug-infested nation. Drugs are becoming cheaper than candy bars, and we're not going to let it happen any longer. We've undertaken the most substantial border security measures in a generation to keep our nation and our tax dollars safe, and are now in the process of beginning to build a promised wall on the southern border. Met with General, now Secretary Kelly, yesterday, and we're starting that process. And the wall is going to be a great wall, and it's going to be a wall negotiated by me. The price is going to come down just like it has on everything else I've negotiated for the government. And we're going to have a wall that works. We're not going to have a wall like they have now, which is either non-existent or a joke. We've ordered a crackdown on sanctuary cities that refuse to comply with federal law and that harbor criminal aliens. And we've ordered an end to the policy of catch and release on the border. No more release. No matter who you are, release. We've begun a nationwide effort to remove criminal aliens, gang members, drug dealers, and others who pose a threat to public safety. We are saving American lives every single day. Court system has not made it easy for us. And are even creating a new office in Homeland Security dedicated to the forgotten American victims of illegal immigrant violence, of which there are many. We've taken decisive action to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of our country. Though parts of our necessary and constitutional actions were blocked by a judge's, in my opinion, incorrect and unsafe ruling, our administration is working night and day to keep you safe, including reporters safe, and is vigorously defending this lawful order. I will not back down from defending our country. I got elected on defense of our country. And I keep my campaign promises.
I got elected
and
on
our citizens
defense.
Will.
All right, pause the digital.
When they see the result, they already.
Minute Christopher's going to take
you.
Over.
Extreme
I'm playing this off my DVR.
It already is in place. I can tell you that. Extreme vetting will be put in place, and it already is in place in many places.
All right, pause the digital media file so I can reset this for the listener. Folks, it is the Mike Church Show. Here's what I'm doing. I did not record the C-SPAN video yesterday, and so I lost the ability to, and when I went to, because it rebroadcast this morning, when I went to go pause it, I lost the ability to pause it. So Christopher has found a video, and now I can he has control of it, and I can pause it. I can yell, stop the digital media file. No one has seen anything like this in the history of presidents. That's how big of a deal this is. I want to go over this step-by-step, though, with you. And I invite your comments at 844-527-8723. Now, when back last May, when I was at the Twin Smoke Shop, And I made the prediction to David Harsanyi, who is the editor of the Federalist.com. And I said, Trump is going to win in a landslide. It's going to be 48 states to two. Harsanyi kind of snickered. And this is no knock on David. Because after the election, he actually agreed that, okay, even though you didn't get the count right, Mike, you're one of the few people that actually predicted this and got it correct. I'm happy to buy you the steak at Shelley's in Mordor. But at the time, David kind of snickered and said, well, you know, he didn't even have the nomination yet. I said, he's going to win the nomination, and he's going to win the pedantry. Now, I base that on the following. The people of the United States have endured and have tolerated a maniacal government that is hostile to their interests for almost the same amount of time that the people of the Soviet Union tolerated the same government. So from the time Stalin put the Iron Curtain up in, what, 1947, 48, until the secessions of 1991, do the math. What is that? 45 years or so. If we were to go back 45 years, this is 2017. So let's add 28 to that, right, Mr. Christopher? That's 1972. That's about the time that the sex revolution of the 60s was in full swing, and the Supreme Court of the United States declared war against Almighty God, against the remaining Christian people in the states, and that's about the same time that the Latin Mass was abolished. It's about the same time that Roe versus Wade became law. All this stuff happened around 45 years ago, about the same amount of time that the Soviets endured communism. We have endured a communism of epic, epic diabolical proportions. Never terming it what it is. Never calling it what it is until recently. Some people are now warming to the idea that we promoted here and that I offered my tenure at SiriusXM Patriot Channel up as a sacrifice for, and that is, we're engaged in a battle of spirits. It's a holy war, not a jihad, but it's a holy war. Mammon, Moloch, Baphomet, whichever you wish to call him, is ascended. He is in control. The verdict yesterday that was handed down to Baron L. Stutzman is just shocking, folks. You should be mortified about this. It will now fall to the Supreme Court of the United States, and if that fails, then the religious freedom amendment that President Trump has been promising needs to be forthcoming very quickly. Although, I will say, I'm not an incorporationist, and we all have, in every individual state, there are religious liberty clauses in the Constitution. But yesterday in Washington State, folks, this is how bad this has gotten. You need to understand this. I don't think people are viewing this with the fear that they need to. A court in Washington State yesterday basically said this: hey, God, drop dead. We don't care about your stupid commandments. As a matter of fact, we don't even care. Not only do we not care about you and your rights and what you have told mankind to do, we deny that you exist. But we don't deny that sodomites exist. We don't deny that aberrant behavior exists, and we've glorified it here. We've made sodomy, unnatural sexual behavior, legal and legally binding upon everyone. You will participate. The court yesterday basically said, if a sodomite comes to you in Washington and says, hey, I want you to participate in my sodomy, I want you to participate in assisting me in my sodomy, a business individual, someone who is in business, must comply. Mr. Church, you're exaggerating. That's not, come on, Mike. You're being paranoid now. Tell me, how else are you to term this? The court said that the florist, Marinelle Stutzman, must sodom in the commission of a homosexual marriage must provide the flowers regardless of her religious views. She had, in other words, she has no rights, none. God has no rights. This war has been going on since the late 1960s. As I said, about the same amount of time that the Soviets, that the people of Russia endured Soviet communism. And they finally had had enough, and they said, that's it. And they were done with it. The election of Donald J. Trump is a watershed moment that is our secession from Mordor. Mark Kreslins, if you're listening, the secession has already occurred. It's already happened. The election of Trump, the miraculous election that I predicted here, that the Holy Spirit told me, Mike, you were in good, the Blessed Mother on the morning of the election told me, he's going to win, your prediction is going to come true. Do not retract it. The secession happened on November the 8th, 2016. What you're hearing here in this press conference is this fallen, broken narcissist, God always chooses the least likely, is bringing an end. What he just said is, I am going to bring an official end to this 45 years of American communism. I say it's American blasphemy and apostasy. It'll take longer than that to work it out in some of the states. And some of the states, folks, let's be honest here. If you have anything to do with Seattle, Washington, or any place in Washington, you need to find someplace else to do it. These people have lost total contact with the reality of the created order and the creator. And they are now officially declaring war on Christians. It won't be long until Christians are going to be strapped to cement columns at some person's party in Washington State. They're going to have pitch oil poured on them. They're going to be set on fire as the Emperor Diocletian did for fun. This press conference here, this is a salvo to say, you know what? You guys lost. The American people elected me. And I'm going to do what I told them I was going to do. All right, Christopher, I just wanted to set this up. Let's go back to President Trump.
Go quicker than we thought because of the bad decision we received from a circuit that has been overturned at a record number. I've heard 80%. I find that hard to believe. That's just a number I heard, that they're overturned 80% of the time. I think that circuit is in chaos. And that circuit is, frankly, in turmoil. But we are appealing that, and we are going further. We're issuing a new executive action next week that will comprehensively protect our country. So we'll be going along the one path and hopefully winning that. At the same time, we will be issuing a new and very comprehensive order to protect our people. And that'll be done sometime next week, toward the beginning or middle at the latest part. We've also taken steps to begin construction of the Keystone Pipeline and Dakota Access Pipelines, thousands and thousands of jobs, and put new Buy American measures in place to require American steel for American pipelines. In other words, they build a pipeline in this country, and we use the powers of government to make that pipeline happen. We want them to use American steel. And they're willing to do that. But nobody ever asked before I came along. Even this order was drawn, and they didn't say that. And I'm reading the order. I'm saying, why aren't we using American steel? And they said, that's a good idea. We put it in. To drain the swamp of corruption in Washington, D.C., I've started by imposing a 5-year lobbying ban on White House officials and a lifetime ban on lobbying for a foreign government. We've begun preparing to repeal and replace Obamacare. Obamacare is a disaster, folks. It's a disaster. You know, you can say, oh, Obamacare. I mean, they fill up our rallies with people that you wonder how they get there, but they're not the Republican people that our representatives are representing. So we've begun preparing to repeal and replace Obamacare and are deep in the midst of negotiations on a very historic tax reform to bring our jobs back, to bring our jobs back to this country, big league. It's already happening, but big league. I've also worked to install a cabinet over the delays and obstruction of Senate Democrats. You've seen what they've done over the last long number of years. That will be one of the great cabinets ever assembled in American history. You look at Rex Tillerson.
All right, pause the digital media file. As mentioned yesterday, we opened the contest up to the public. So anyone, Aunt Petunia, Uncle Bobo, Cletus, you know, the usual suspects, anyone can now buy a Golden Truth ticket. And you can use that as a reason or as an excuse, now that we've removed that the restriction that you have to be a Founders Pass member, you can use that now as an introduction that, hey, I know why you want to go listen to the Crusade Channel and to the Mike Church Show, because you can win a free 2017 car. They might call your name, but you got to buy a ticket and you need to listen to the program. So you got a great excuse now. And also, I will mention to you that I sent email number 2 out yesterday to Veritas Radio Network affiliates. Many of you are affiliates and didn't know, but if you check your email yesterday, you received a second email. And in this one, I included smart tags that would tell you what your affiliate username is and gave you the URL, the website link, to take you to your affiliate page so you can get your own unique ID and you can forward that around to friends and family. And if they sign up to become a Founders Pass member, you get credit. Can I tell you that yesterday that two of you actually, there was one founding brother and one yearly member that signed up yesterday as a result of two of you guys, gals, sending the affiliate link out? That means that the affiliate program actually works. How do you like that? Members have taken advantage of it. So you've got the secret password of the day, and later on we'll play the digital media file. Okay, let's get back to the president and the press conference, because I'm getting emails and tweets and text messages, people saying, Miniature, thanks for playing the Trump press conference. No one else is doing it. So we'll resume it where we left off.
Jading right now. General Mattis, I mentioned before, General Kelly. We have great, great people. Mick is with us now. We have great people. Among their responsibilities will be ending the bleeding of jobs from our country and negotiating fair trade deals for our citizens. Now, look, fair trade, not free, fair. If a country is taking advantage of us, we're not going to let that happen anymore. Now, every country takes advantage of us, almost. I may be able to find a couple that don't. But for the most part, that would be a very tough job for me to do. Jobs have already started to surge. Since my election, Ford announced it will abandon its plans to build a new factory in Mexico and will instead invest $700 million in Michigan, creating many, many jobs. Fiat Chrysler announced it will invest $1 billion in Ohio and Michigan, creating 2,000 new American jobs. They were with me a week ago. You know, you were here. General Motors likewise committed to invest billions of dollars in its American manufacturing operation, keeping many jobs here that were going to leave. And if I didn't get elected, believe me, they would have left. And these jobs and these things that I'm announcing would never have come here. Intel just announced that it will move ahead with a new plant in Arizona that probably was never going to move ahead with. And that will result in at least 10,000 American jobs. Walmart announced it will create 10,000 jobs in the United States just this year because of our various plans and initiatives. And there'll be many, many more, many more. These are a few that we're naming. Other countries have been taking advantage of us for decades, decades and decades and decades, folks.
Easy pickings,
folks. We're not
going to
let that happen anymore. Not going to let it happen. And one more thing. I have kept my promise to the American people by nominating a Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Judge Neil Gorsuch, who is from my list of 20, and who will be a true defender of our laws and our Constitution. Highly respected. Should get the votes from the Democrats. You may not see that, but he'll get there one way or the other. But he should get there the old-fashioned way, and he should get those votes. This last month has represented an unprecedented degree of action on behalf of the great citizens of our country. Again, I say it, there has never been a presidency that's done so much in such a short period of time.
Pause and the digital media file, Critiver. Bitter Critiver.
That starts.
Brief pause. Pause. Note the language here, folks. The has-been media is seizing upon, oh, he tooted his own horn. He went out there and boasted and bragged. Oh, it was the greatest free show on earth. Blah, blah, blah. Mrs. Church had a ringtone on her smartphone. It goes, blah, blah, blah. It's her nephew saying, blah, blah, blah. Mocking adults that go, blah, 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 blah. That's what the has-been media is doing right now. Blah, blah, blah. What did he just say? What did the president of the United States say? He just said the last 4 weeks have represented the greatest actions on behalf of the citizens of the United States in history. Ask yourself this question when someone starts going, I hate deplorables, up and hill on you. Are the actions being taken in the positive, meaning is new law being written or new regulations and new edicts that we all must get on our knees and put our Mordor in the Potomac River prayer mats down and go, Allah, Allahu Akbar, Washington, Allahu Akbar, D.C., Allahu Akbar, D.C., Allahu Akbar, Mordor. Are they being done in the affirmative, meaning that, hey, citizen, you will obey your federal overlord, citizen. Christopher, I am giving you a demand. You know, I was going to give you a bonus check today, but you didn't remind me to get the reverb unit that I told you to 2 weeks ago. I said during the show, Mr. Christopher, don't forget to remind me. We need the reverb unit. So when I go, citizen, you get the citizen. I'll get it today.
Where you get them from?
You got to order it from the audio equipment wholesale wholesale place. Is it being done in the affirmative, meaning a new edict that citizens, you obey your federal overlord that you have to learn? What is it? Live it. Learn it. Know it. or are these things being done in the negative? Meaning that there were previous atrocious acts. I'm hearing myself in. Thank you.
Sorry, I had the mic on because I was talking.
Are they being done in the negative? Meaning they are repeals or rescissions of previous atrocious acts. That did demand that, citizen, you will obey your federal overlord, citizen. They are being done in the negative. Things are being undone that have been done to you and to me. He's right. No one has ever seen anything like this because no one had the audacity to actually do what government is supposed to do. It should only do things that are for the common good, not for the elite few, for the common good. Not for the elite few, for the common good. Let's pick.
Learn it. Know it.
Live it. All right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Early next week. Some very big things are going to be announced next week. So we're just getting started. We will be giving a speech, as I said, in Melbourne, Florida, at 5 p.m. I hope to see you there. And with that, I just say, God bless America, and let's take some
Okay, questions. Pause right there. We'll come back to the question and answer session because our hour has just about expired. folks, who is going to be the name, whose name am I going to read next hour that is going to be the first purchaser of a Golden Truth ticket and a chance to win my 2017 Kia Soul with automatic transmission in black? Hmm? Who's it going to? Because right now we're sitting on
0.0.
And next hour, I will go Hillary Duff if that counter doesn't move. So whose name am I going to read when we do our Facebook preview hour next hour? It's Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.